the importance, why you felt it was important to bring Javon in, why he was somebody that you really wanted to pursue during free agency.
Well, I know for sure how hard he is to defend, and I know, the kind of the record-setting year that he had last year. I mean, the Canadian Football League is pretty old, and when they start talking about the best, best ever, I mean, that's a pretty strong statement. And he's got a lot of top-end talent. He can play both running back and returner and receiver. 15-yard punt return average. There's a lot to like, so that's kind of drive starts extremely important. It's one of the most kind of biggest indicators in scoring, and so that's why we took a good strong look at him.
And you kind of touched on it, but I want to ask you about that, just the value and importance of having working from a shorter field when you have a returner who can kind of shorten that field for you. Obviously, if they're able to get a touchdown, that's huge, but if they're not, but they're able to get some good yards and to allow you to work from a shorter field, can you just speak to the importance of that?
Well, a couple of years ago, I was sitting in a CFL meeting, and we started talking about after a taking the ball and moving the ball up 5 yards and all this stuff. It's a big indicator. It's one of the largest indicators on scoring points, and scoring points is a big thing for our fan. For our fans. Our fans have said they want offense, and they presented that over the last 20 years, and so nothing changes, so you got a guy that can, average close to, 27 yards a kickoff return. And if you can get a guy that averages 15 like he did last year in a punt return game, I mean, those are some pretty strong numbers.
Morley, go ahead.
All right, thanks very much. Hey, Chris, thanks for doing this. Can you talk about Javon and Boris and the combination that they give you with their ability together to flip the field so much?
Yeah, well, like I say, I mean, I've coached against them, and you have to special game plan both of them. It's a situation like, with Boris. I mean, he's got the strongest leg in the league. A couple of years ago when I was in Toronto, I mean, Ryan and I talked about it. It's like, man, get a couple first downs and just kick a field goal, and we can play good defense, and he's got the ability, once you approach that midfield stripe, then he can kick successful field goals. That's first and foremost. His points win games, but then the drive start on kickoff, he's the only guy that can get the ball down, close to the goal line, and he still can do it. I mean, we saw him time after time last year, drive the football down toward the goal line. So I think with both of those guys, field position is key.
Can you talk about last week and what the negotiation window was like for you? Did you reach out to a lot of guys? Were you talking with a lot of guys? Was it a busy week for you?
No, it wasn't very busy. We didn't really we didn't try to do anything. We knew what we were going after. We'd been talking about it for 3 months, and we knew kind of what we were doing, and we had our targets, and that's what we went after.
Quiet day today for you. Do you feel that you kind of did your free agency work by re-signing most of your own guys that like you did?
Yeah, I mean, we've got, if you look, I mean, we've got a pretty solid group of guys, and our team makeup, I mean, we've got 18 first year guys that'll now be second year, and then we've got 16 second year guys that'll be third year. So I mean, we get good quarterback play. And like I say, I feel strongly that adding a kicker and adding our returner, I believe, is going to give us an opportunity to have better drive starts, and to put both our offense and our defense in better positions.
Are there still free agents you're interested in that are out there?
I believe we're pretty much shutting it down. We like our football team, and I'm not saying that there won't be. There might be somebody that pops up, but we like our football team.
AC Leonard no longer in the picture then?
Well, we're looking. AC is a guy that's been with us. He wanted to his agent wanted to look around there early. I talked to him about 2 weeks ago, and he still wanted to kind of look around. He was a guy that we would have liked to have kept, but at this juncture, it's kind of late, and we're just seeing where he would fit in the cap.
Thanks, Hernan. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Michael, did you want to get in on this or?
Yeah, I'll just ask one quick
Well,
question from Coach. Hi, Coach. I'll reintroduce myself when I'm back when you're back in town, but I'm back with the team again. I just want to ask you, with the free agency being kind of a quiet period for the team, does that just show how comfortable you are with the roster and the development of the young guys currently on the roster?
Yeah, I mean, we feel strongly that our draft classes have been pretty solid. We've got, you know, guys that have played a lot of football for us. And, you know, last year was the first time in my career where we had a whole host of and the biggest majority of them were our Canadian kids that played our special teams. And, you know, at times we stubbed our toe, but, man, they gained a lot of experience and a lot of game time to improve. So we certainly feel that year three we're in a better position than what we were year one or year two.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.